In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Al Messiah come. Cristo ha resucitado. Oh, it kind of gets weaker as we go through the different ones. Christ is risen. Each of the last two Sundays, St. Thomas Sunday and the Sunday of the ointment-bearing women and Saints Joseph and Nicodemus, we hear about the actual resurrection account. Here on this fourth Sunday of Pascha, we begin to see a transition. We're not really looking at the resurrection accounts anymore. Oddly, maybe, at first, we're taken back to the Lord's public ministry before his resurrection. Today, we're taken back to that event when our Lord healed the paralytic man. So one might ask, well, why are we hearing about the paralytic man here in the middle of the season of Pascha? The miraculous healing actually addresses both, or has characteristics of both the resurrection and baptism. Yes, baptism. And the essential element of baptism is water. So we hear about, see the focus is on resurrection, baptism, and water, which are, of course, baptism and water are connected to resurrection. So today, on this Sunday, and actually for the next two Sundays, for the next 3 weeks, basically, so next Sunday we're going to hear about the Samaritan woman, it's all about water. And then with the following week, we're going to hear about the man born blind, and it's going to be water with the spit. The liturgy is teaching us something, it's emphasizing something to us, that there's this relationship between the resurrection, water, and baptism. All three of them are connected to new life. So see a little bit of a transition happening, especially now as we're coming into what's called mid-Pentecost. Hopefully you read the bulletin. This Wednesday is mid-Pentecost. And as I mentioned in the bulletin, now the church is beginning to change our focus from the resurrection now to this new life, and who brings that new life? The Holy Spirit. So that's what's going on liturgically. So first of all, the resurrection. How's that connected to what's going on in today's account by the evangelist John about the paralytic being healed? By all accounts, and if you look at the way John describes this paralytic, he's dead. He's basically dead. He can't move. He can't walk. He can't work. This man's not even able to bring himself to the pool to find healing. Rather, he's described what? Lying on a pallet. It's basically an image of death. This is a coffin. This man's just lying there. So he's dead. Basically, he's dead. And what happens? The word of life, the divine physician, comes into this area, the portico, and he speaks the words of healing. Rise, take up your mat, take up your pallet, and go home. Rise, take up your pallet, and go home. A little image of the resurrection. And so in obedience to this divine commandment, the paralytic rises, and he begins to head home. This man is beginning to live a new life. The Lord's given him a new life. And a careful reading of this gospel passage reveals the cause of this paralysis, the cause of actually his illness, his disease. It's sin. Because the Lord says at the end of the day's gospel passage, quote, "Behold, you are cured. Sin no more, lest something worse happens to you. End of quote. So in some way, that disease, the disease of paralysis, is connected to sin. And in fact, sin is the real disease for all of humanity. It's our real sickness. It does violence to one's communion with God. And what we also can learn from today's gospel passage in this man's helpless condition, that nothing human and nothing earthly can bring the healing needed to the rupture caused by sin. Nothing can restore this communion with God at a human level. It's signified by those words spoken by the paralyzed man. Sir, I have no one, no human being, nothing earthly, to put me in the pool when the water is stirred. End of quote. Humanity couldn't help this man. Now, we can even begin to reflect on the absolute narcissism and self-centeredness of all the people there. A man for some 30 years, how many years he sat by that pool and everybody ignored him. But more deeply, humanity cannot bring the healing. Science, medicine, counseling, therapy, human ingenuity, and philosophy, they may contribute and help in some ways to bring healing to the mind, to the soul, to the body. Nonetheless, all of those have their limitations. They don't bring the ultimate real healing. They don't heal the rupture caused by sin. They don't bring healing to the ultimate evil, the ultimate enemy. Death. That's our real enemy. And sin and sickness and disease and paralysis are only manifestations of death. Only God can bring the complete healing to that human person. And so we sing from the moment of Paschal night and for many several weeks, by your death, Christ, you have trampled upon death. We sing it in the morning, we sing it in the afternoon, we sing it at night. Perhaps you find yourself in the car or just walking around singing it. Those are the words of victory. Those are the words of healing. By your cross, by your death, you have trampled upon death. We sing them always. They speak not only to death, but to everything associated with death. And we talked about this on Friday night. Everything associated with death includes sickness, paralysis, disease, disorder, psychological impairments, psychological weaknesses, whatever it might be. They are all manifestations of death. What is the means to participate then in the victory of Christ over death and everything associated with death? Baptism. Baptism is the antidote. And so on all these Sundays of Pascha, what are we singing? We sing it joyously. All of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. All of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. And it means death now no longer has power over you. So coming upon the feast of mid-Pentecost this Wednesday, the church is already turning our attention, turning the attention of the faithful to water and baptism. Now today's gospel passage, for example, brings all the baptized. We're all together brought to this pool of Bethesda. And the actual translation of this name, the name of this pool, is the pool of mercy. The pool of mercy. How significant. And in a sense, all of humanity lies ill and paralyzed around the pool of mercy. And on our own, we can't get into the pool. Some people aren't even looking for the pool. Nevertheless, similar to the sick people described in today's gospel passage, we too may be looking for an angel. For an angel to come and stir the waters. An angel to come and bring us some hope. And yet we still can't reach the waters. But that's okay. That's just fine. We don't have to get there. In fact, if we read Scripture very carefully, the divine person comes to us. He comes into our midst. He doesn't wait for us to find him. He finds us. The God-man went into the heart of the sickness of humanity itself called death. He went there on his own, freely. And he went into this abyss of death and sickness and stench and vileness. And he rose. He rose out of that place. He trampled death by his death. Mercifully, the Lord, as the good shepherd, approaches all those who cannot move. Because they're paralyzed. Paralyzed maybe by fear. Paralyzed maybe by discouragement. Paralyzed maybe by despair. Paralyzed by the sins of just giving up because the bad habits of sin just don't seem to go away. The gospel joy, my friends, that we hear throughout the season of Pascha is this. The Lord finds you and me. We don't find him. The apostles were hiding in an upper room, and the Lord found them. Mary Magdalene was at the tomb, and she was weeping, "Where have they laid my Lord?" And the Lord found Mary. And when he finds us, when he finds you and me who are paralyzed, he comes and he looks at you and he says, "Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed?" And how do you respond? Now, the paralytic, he tried to make excuses of why he wasn't healed. He blamed other people for his plight. And then he tried to rationalize his condition. How do you respond when the Lord comes and asks you the question, "Do you want to be healed?" Do you try to rationalize your sins? Do you try to make excuses of why you can't follow the Lord? Now the Lord will have none of it. This Wednesday in the Feast of Pentecost, we'll hear these beautiful words. Quote, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. For from him who believes in me shall flow rivers of life." Rivers of life-giving water. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. For from him who believes in me shall flow rivers of living water. Seek the living waters and be healed. Seek these living waters in holy baptism. Seek these living holy waters in Holy Eucharist when he says, "Take this and eat. This is my life, and you eat my life, I will give you life." Seek these living waters in the mystery of confession, where I have already bore all your burdens and all your sins. I knew them before you were even born, and I have already taken them I've taken them off of you. Come to the mystery of confession and find my healing and my mercy. The Lord has raised you and me from sin and death, the pallet of sin and death. Rise then and walk in the newness of life by rejecting sin. Rise every Friday evening and come to Vespers. Rise every Sunday morning and participate in the heavenly kingdom. Rise. Rise from your pallet and join the Lord in the heavenly banquet of the divine liturgy to taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Christ is risen.